Podcast ini dibawakan kepada anda oleh Serba Dynamic.
I have Dato' Dr. Insinyur Muhammad Abdul Karim with me. Thank you so much, founder, UMD Group CEO of Serba Dynamic. What do you find different in the global international market like the Middle East as compared to Malaysia that you can do there but you cannot do here? Or you can do here and you cannot do there? Maybe I'll start with that.
Okay. Over the years, I would say that Serba Dynamic holds on its popular slogan, think globally, act locally. So what it means here is, in whatever country that we are going into, we look at the locality of the positioning where we are in. And of course, we will take into consideration the political situation. We'll take into consideration the belief of the people in that respective country. And of course, the other one is the culture of the country. And as much as possible, we want to get the local involved because they will help us to make a so-called complacent presence in the country because the local will not regard us as foreigners who come in to try away the rice bowl or issues related to that.
How do you move forward when now there are more and more companies vying for the same contract?
I think in this aspect, what I would say is the customer is very important here because the customer would basically decide whether our presence in that respective country or company will be continue or not. So in another word, to make ourselves different, we need to have added value kind of offerings as compared to our competitor. And Serba Dynamic is what has been known to the market. We are always proactive to different technology. We try our very best to make R&D and then to understand the technical aspect of it and to see what best we can use that technology into the core competency of what we are doing.
But I'm sure as an entrepreneur, you've learned that failure is just another building step to success. So if you can share one thing that Serba Dynamic learned through experience.
Not all competitors are your enemy, and not all enemies are your competitor. And at any time, there will be a situation where respective parties will need each other. So in this nature, what we are saying is important thing is the scope of the agreed legal agreement. And then we have to operate within the legal framework of that respective project and also the locations where the project is going to be carried out. Because at the end of the day, entrepreneurs is talking about making money.
Yes.
And bring back the profitability to the shareholders. So there is nothing wrong to collaborate with your enemies or your competitors or whatever you want to name it, as long as the legal scope has been agreed and everybody operates within that boundary.